Sergeant Dan Stober trains some of the Iraqi security forces, and he faces combat, and he has another job, taking care of a puppy named Barrett.
Sergeant Dan Stober joins us now from the India base in Mosul, Iraq. Welcome to the program, Sergeant.
Thanks, Alex.
It sounds like there are a lot of stray dogs in Iraq and that they tend to kind of congregate near the military bases because there's a lot of food there. What are some of these dogs like?
I wouldn't necessarily classify them as friendly. Most of them are very timid. I think it's probably just because of the interaction that they have with the everyday Iraqi. It's not like the interaction that they would have with an everyday American. Our first instinct is, you know, be kind to animals, and theirs is, you know, shoo away from me, and they really don't want the strays around them.
And you're quite a dog lover. You've got a number of dogs at home.
And yeah, I have 5 dogs at home.
In April, you found a dog with some puppies. Where did you find her, and what kind of state was she in?
Well, the mother dog was actually huddled up inside of our generator, and I was walking down from the Iraqi portion of India base up to the American portion, and there's a road that goes from their compound to our compound, and the generator was off at that time, and I could hear the puppies kind of whining. So, of course, I went in to look, and I opened up the enclosure around the generator, and I saw the mother dog with 5 puppies.
And even though, officially speaking, you weren't supposed to, you snuck them food and water?
Well, I didn't bring them into the base, but they were still outside of our base, but I kind of didn't see anything wrong with taking them some scraps that we had left over and making sure that they had clean water. You know, I was down by the general order saying we weren't allowed to adopt mascots or anything like that, but the daily stressors of being over in Iraq are, you know, always present, and for me it was more than anything, I guess it was just kind of a little bit of therapy to, you know, go out and play with the dogs, and, you know, because I love puppies and like to go out and play with them and stuff.
Now, I understand that the Army has changed its tune a bit about dogs. What's the new dog policy there at India Base?
Well, the new policy here, it's not just at India Base, but it's Iraq-wide, is that the ban on adopting mascot animals is still in effect. We now have Barrett as a force protection dog, and her purpose here is to sort of act as an early warning device for us.
Could I ask you to perhaps bring Barrett over for a moment? Maybe she'll say hello?
Sure. Hang on 1 second. Barrett, come here. Come here. Come here, pretty girl. Okay. She's here.
Great. Sergeant Stober, you're set to return home next year. What's going to happen to Barrett?
Well, right now, that's still something we're trying to work out.
Any chance you could take her back home with you?
Well, it's something that I've talked to my wife about, and it's something that we're considering. Although, I kind of look at her as, you know, like my dog. She's actually supposed to be the force protection dog, but if there's any way that I can get it to happen, if there's any way that I can get authorization to bring her back to the U.S., then I probably will.
Sergeant Dan Stober, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.